Service call. Weak airflow from the vents. Field flow for weak airflow at the registers. Measure total external static pressure to separate a restriction from a blower problem. Then walk the air path from filter to coil to duct to find the choke point. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. The customer says barely any air comes out of the vents, or some rooms get nothing. Weak airflow drives comfort complaints, freezes coils, overheats furnaces, and gets blamed on low refrigerant constantly. The good news, airflow is measurable, so you don't have to guess. The mistake techs make is eyeballing the registers and theorizing. Put a manometer on the system and let total external static pressure test tell you whether the air is being choked, the blower is weak, or it's a duct design problem. The air has one path, return grill to filter to blower to coil to supply trunk to branches to registers. A restriction anywhere on that path shows up as weak air somewhere. Walk it in order. Measure total external static pressure. Drill test ports and read static on the return side between filter and blower and the supply side after the coil, then add the magnitudes. Compare to the blower table. Most residential air handlers are rated around 0.5 inches WC total. A test well above that 0.8 to 1.0 inches plus means the system is choked. This one reading frames the whole call. High static to find the restriction. Now isolate where the pressure drop is. Filter. Read across it. A dirty or too restrictive high MERV in a system not designed for it filter can eat a huge chunk of static by itself. Swap it and remeasure. Evaporator coil. A dirty or partially iced coil is a big restriction. Read across it. A high drop points here. Return side. Undersized or crushed return ductwork. Closed slash blocked return grills. Panjoist returns that leak and starve. A high return side static with a clean filter screams undersized return. Supply side. Crushed flex, closed dampers, undersized trunk, too many elbows. High supply side static points downstream of the coil. Low static but still weak air to look at the blower. If TESP is low and airflow is still weak, the blower isn't producing. Check blower speed tap PSC or ECM programming slash setting, the blower capacitor PSC, a slipping belt commercial, and a dirty blower wheel. A caked blower wheel is the sneaky one. It can't grab air even though the duct is wide open. And a clean filter in front of it fools everyone. Check the blower wheel physically. Pull the blower or scope it. A wheel packed with dust loses a big fraction of its capacity. This is one of the most common and most missed causes of weak airflow. Confirm blower speed matches the job. Many systems are set to a heat speed that's too low for cooling, or were never set up right. Confirm the cooling speed delivers the target CFM for the tonnage. ECM motors will try to ramp to hold airflow against high static, which can mask a duct problem while over-ramping the motor. Room-specific weak air-to-branch problem. If the whole system moves air fine but one room is weak, it's a branch issue. Closed-slash-blocked register, crushed flex to that room, a closed balancing damper, or a disconnected duct in the attic dumping air into the void. See the uneven temperature article. What normal looks like. Total external static pressure. Most residential equipment is rated near 0.5 inches WC. Many real systems run higher. But well over about 0.8 inches is a problem worth fixing. Target airflow, roughly 350 to 400 CFM per ton in cooling. Gas furnaces target a temperature rise within the rating plate range. Filter pressure drop. A clean appropriate filter is a modest fraction of total static. A drop of several tenths of an inch across the filter alone is too much. Blower. PSC on the correct cooling tap with a good capacitor. ECM holding commanded airflow without maxing out. Common faults and what they mean. Dirty slash over restrictive filter, high filter pressure drop, system-wide weak air. Cheapest fix, check first. Dirty or iced evaporator coil, high coil pressure drop, weak air, possible freeze loop. Clean it. Undersized slash crushed slash leaky return, high return side static, blower starved. Common in older homes with one tiny return. Crushed flex slash closed dampers slash undersized supply, high supply side static, weak air at registers. Caked blower wheel. Weak air with low static. The wheel can't move air. Frequently missed. Wrong blower speed slash weak capacitor slash slipping belt. Blower underperforms. Set the speed. Replace the cap. Tension the belt. Single room restriction. Closed register. Crushed branch. Disconnected duct. Localized weak air only. Tech tips and gotchas. Measure static before you theorize. TESP turns feels weak into a number and tells you choke ES blower in one reading. Eyeballing registers is guessing. Low static plus weak air equals blower problem off in the wheel. High static plus weak air equals restriction. Memorize that fork, it splits the whole call. A clean filter in front of a filthy blower wheel fools everybody. Always look at the wheel, not just the filter. High MERV filters can choke a system not designed for them. A 1-inch MERV 13 in a high static system kills airflow. Match filter to the equipment's capability. ECM motors hide duct problems. They ramp to hold CFM against bad duct, masking the restriction while overworking and overramping. Read static even when airflow seems okay on an ECM. Weak airflow causes low refrigerant misdiagnosis. Fix airflow before you ever touch a gauge. A starved coil reads just like undercharge. Safety/code notes. De-energize before servicing the blower. Watch for sharp sheet metal and coil fins. Restoring airflow on a furnace that's been overheating tripping the limit is a safety fix. Chronic overheating stresses the heat exchanger and is a CO risk. Return air ducts must not pull combustion air from a furnace/water heater closet in a way that backdrafts appliances. Keep return and combustion air provisions compliant with the mechanical code section 701 and the appliance listing.